on the 4th and 1.
The fumble?
Yeah, from the fumble. I mean, from the time that, I mean, from the stop to the when you picked it up.
Yeah. I saw quarterback was under center and the back was, you know, right behind him. So I was thinking, you know, quarterback sneak. And the way our D-line had been playing, you know, I knew it was going to be up to those guys to, you know, push the O-line back and stop Rodgers. So next thing I know, I saw somebody get hit. I saw the ball pop out and I saw Reggie, you know, pick it up. And, you know, I was trying to get a block and then somebody was, you know, trying to tackle him. So I was just screaming, pitch it, pitch it. And next thing I know, which nobody on defense ever yells at, but I saw the ball pop loose, and it just took a nice little bounce where I could just kind of grab it on the run, and I think Vontez was behind me. I felt somebody pushing on my back, you know, so I just looked over to my left, and I saw Leon get a great block on Jordy Nelson, and, you know, I just tried to open it up and get to the end zone.
Look up at the big screen to see who was chasing you?
No, you know what? It's crazy playing in Dallas for so long. You never can look up at the big screen when they got the new Jumbotron. So I didn't even look at the big screen. I don't know what was going on. I was just, you know, looking over my shoulder, and then I realized that I was in the clear, you know, thanks to a block by Leon and somebody else behind me. So, you know, it was pretty much smooth sailing after that.
You look like a young man once you reach top speed.
I'm not. I can tell you that right now.
That
no, it was just I'm always in there. I'm an ultrasound fanatic, so, you know, I got a little ice, a little sore, but definitely not a young man anymore.
You finished it off with some pops into the stands.
Yeah, it was just, I was up there. I got all the way up. I got all the way up and pushed myself up, but I was so excited, and, you know, I know they were a big Lambeau Leap team, so I just wanted to kind of jump up there. I saw a bunch of fans right there, and I don't know what came over me, but I probably won't ever do that again. You know, I was happy being on the sideline, realizing, looking at these guys in the face and looking at them in the eyes, and, you know, there was no quit. You know, everybody on the sideline was talking about, hey, we still got a chance. It was the end of the third quarter, and, you know, we just said, hey, we got to make plays. We got to come up with some plays. And we just all fought. So, you know, that was important because a lot of times when things are going bad, you know, guys are on the sideline bickering and yelling at each other, and there was none of that today. And I think that was the key to you know, us playing the way we did. A lot of people didn't give us a chance coming into this game. We took that personal on defense for sure because we didn't think that we're bad. You know, we're not going to come. They're not going to come in here and just we lay down. You know, they're going to have to work for whatever they got. And I thought that Coach Zim and the coaches did a great job with the game plan and, you know, trusting us guys. I've been in some games that you wouldn't believe, being up by, you know, 20-something points and losing. So, you know, with some of the experiences I've been through, I understood that you know, the game was not over. You know, we're down 2 touchdowns. They got, what, 21 points, 24 points, just like that, you know. Just, you know, ball didn't bounce our way. They got a couple bounces, and they got points off of it. So, on the sideline, you know, we're just trying to keep each other motivated, keep in the game and say, hey, we need to go out and make some of those plays and get some of those bounces our way. And we did that.
How do you explain a 35-year-old quarterback being able to play this game?
It starts with a guy believing in you, you know. I mean, I wouldn't be here if Mr. Brown and Coach Zim didn't believe in me, you know. And Zim, you know, just brought me in and got me doing the things that I knew I could do and he knew that I could do. And honestly, I'm just grateful for that. You know, I just take better care of my body. I remember, you know, first couple years in the league, I'd be one of the first guys out of the building. And now I'm one of the last guys out. It's usually me and Taylor here. Getting in the cold tub and, you know, getting in there for 24 minutes every day. Just taking better care of my body and understanding, you know, that's my job and this is what I have to do to keep playing. I the biggest thing for me is wins. You know, there was a lot of people that doubted me, you know, and I think for a while I bought into that, and I kind of doubted myself. And it took me talking to Zim. You know, funny thing is, I remember when I came here on my visit, he told me that I played like horse manure, you know, the last year, and I couldn't say anything, but yeah, you're right. I had no technique. All of that went out the window, and from day one, he just stayed on me, you know, and that's kind of what every player needs, and that's why, you know, the guys on this team play so well, is because he doesn't look at you as as, you know, this great player. He looks at you as, hey, you can be, you're good right now, you can be great, and he challenges us to be great. Yeah, I just James Jones. A lot of times when he would run slants, he would come vertical. He wouldn't really give me a whole lot outside, but he would just come vertical, kind of into me. So after running a couple, you know, earlier in the game, then, you know, I just kind of got a feel for the slant. So I cut him off, and I think he actually kind of threw it blind. I can't tell you, but I just saw the ball come out, and, you know, I just said, "Hey, I need to make this." Before that, I was telling Adam and Leon both that we need to make some plays. So, you know, it was cool to get, you know, finally get an interception, and then Leon comes back, I think, on the next drive and gets an interception. So they say they come in bunches, so that's what we needed to do, though, to win this football game.
Really in the end with March, your decision to come back here was basically
Tim.
Thank you to Zim.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to go someplace else when, you know, you started to do things like you've done them earlier in your career. And like I said, I knew he was going to stay on me all day, every day. And he's going to cuss me out and, you know, challenge me. But, you know, if it wasn't for him, I'd be someplace else. I'm not going to lie to you. But I know that I'll play the best football under him. So that's where it, you know, boiled down to. And not to mention that we had some unfinished business. Lost to Houston last year, so, you know, we have to start setting our goals higher and believing in that, you know, and I think this is a good step, you know, in that direction.
I mean, if you don't take any snaps off, I mean, what was it like in that last series? Leon's on the bench, you guys were on the field the whole time. I mean, what point
did I just knew I had to keep fighting, you know. I played on kickoff. I was on every kickoff. Last year I was on the punt return team, so I understood what the situation was, and, you know, everybody's out there feeling like that. So, yeah, I feel a way. You know, I know Mike Johnson feels just as bad as I do, and everybody else on the other side. So, you know, we just had to keep fighting, and that was, at the end of the day, you know, they get a batted pass and the game ends. So that's a tribute to everybody that was on the field at that time, you know, and the coaches that coach us, because that's what they coach us to do.
I got a little more I gotta ask you to do. Can we do one more minute here?
On the fumble return, as the ball is going on the ground, any inner debate at all about just pouncing on it instead of scooping it?
Well, I knew I could secure the ball, and I was thinking that I'd probably get tackled from behind, because I didn't know what was going on behind me. But because the ball took a proper bounce, it kind of bounced up a little bit. It was easier for me to grab it and just go forward. I mean, it would be hard for me to fumble, I think, because I secured it. So once I got it, you know, I felt somebody on my back. At first, I thought it was one of their guys, you know, trying to pull me down from the jersey. Then I realized it was one of my teammates. I think it was Vontez. You know, he just put his hand on my back, kind of to let me know I was back there. All I had to do was run straight. And then I looked over, like I said, to my left, and saw Leon block Jordy Nelson. And it was, you know, just being at the right place at the right time, I guess. I don't know. I think I had one of those crazy moments where I thought I was 25 again and not 35. But I just saw the fans going crazy, you know, and I just said, hey, I'm going to jump up there and have some fun with them. No, they were just patting me on the back. I mean, it was pretty stupid by me, but
so
I got to live. They wouldn't let me go for a second. You know, I was like, all right, you got any food or anything up here?